It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Man, that sucks.
Yesterday morning, I woke up and I saw some things trending on social media, and I was like, what the hell is happening here?
Oh, boy. This is going to... let me preemptively say this. Our algorithms are very different.
Well, it...
I know where this... I don't know where it's going, but I know where it's going.
Shannon Sharp is in my...
Oh, wait. Nope. Yep. I had the same thing.
Yeah, no. It was in my algorithm because, you know, I follow Shannon Sharp and football and talks basketball, sports, all those kind of things, And you know, I'm like, what the hell is happening here? Because I didn't see any video first. I saw the immediate, I got hacked.
Yeah.
Screenshot of his IG. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, God. What? I thought, oh, God, he tweeted something out.
Yeah. Like, it was.
Like, yes. I'm about to get canceled,
like,
kind of a deal.
Usually when their true colors come out, all of a sudden a tweet fires off right after. Oh, I've been hacked.
Oh.
It's like I magically got my account back in the last 15 minutes. Yeah.
For those that are unaware and stay off social media, good for you. But old Shannon, his IG somehow went live, and he was going to Pound Town.
Yeah. In flagrante delicto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've heard things about Shannon Sharp, but would make you go, oh, that sound makes sense now. He said he was hacked, which I don't. Somebody hacks your phone and turns on your IG live when you happen to be going to Pound Town.
I'm uncomfortable.
My favorite response was Terrell Owens, which said that sounds familiar.
She sounds familiar.
she sounds familiar. It's like, oh,
did you
boy.
See somebody?
T.O.'s back in the news.
Well, he says that's my Michelle, and then somebody went and tagged Michelle Tafoya.
Oh. Come on.
Did they tag Guns N' Roses in that too?
I just went, oh my God. So it was out of pocket immediately. But I was also, I think there was a lot of endorsement there for Blue Chews and things of the like.
Mm.
But Shannon has since come out and set the record straight.
It was me being a healthy, active male. I mean, y'all thought I was bull jiving. Hey, I'll get it in. Real talk. Hey, yo.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he was.
I would like to set the record straight. I did not believe he was bull jiving at all.
No.
No. I think. Well, there was nothing.
There was
about
a bull involved.
I thought he was bull jiving when he said he got hacked.
Yeah. There is no part of me that did not believe that Shannon Sharp did not get it in. I think Shannon Sharp. The dude is chiseled out of stone.
Yeah, he
and
looks
he's like
a,
50 years old.
He looks
man.
Like a Greek god.
Yeah. How old is Shannon Sharp?
I'd say 54. That's my guess.
Survey says 56.
Oh, wow.
Goodness gracious.
Wow. Kasuk played with him.
Yep.
And I
he's got a lot of Shannon Sharp stories.
Yes. Which. I've heard some of them, which led me to believe immediately he was not bull driving.
He is a large man in every sense.
In
a
every
very large man.
Sense of the word.
Very tough to knock over when you've.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he is a very large human being.
So, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, and that we can just leave there. See, now this is where the, again, we can leave it prior to that. this is where I think Shannon Sharp is playing this right. He blamed it on a member of his PR team, right?
Uh-huh.
Who sent that tweet as like damage control. That
are they in the room with you?
Yeah. I was hacked.
100%.
Yeah, that couldn't have been me. That I was hacked in that moment. No, I think he's playing it right by just owning it and being like, yeah, guess what? I am a healthy, active male. I was getting after it. And a lot of people heard it. How long was he live for?
Like a minute 30, I think.
All right.
Well, look,
it's not terribly impressive.
I was just going to say, it didn't sound like he just started, though.
Yeah. My question is, how do you get, I mean, there's a lot of things that have to happen for you to get to Instagram Live. I mean, there's like...
Open the app, scroll over to the live, yeah, hit the launch.
He's got to have like the facial recognition, swipe up, hit like, I mean, there's some steps that had to have happened.
You know,
unless he was in Instagram, was getting ready to go live, and it was like, oh, no, I guess right now I'm doing something else right now.
I don't think that was it.
Whoa.
There we go.
Is that the Shannon Sharp soundtrack?
No, it's different.
No, that was Lil Big X the Plug.
Yep, that was Big X the Plug there.
Look at me. No,
because I opened up Instagram because I wanted to see how many steps it takes to get to live.
You know what I think happened?
There's a lot.
I think he was...
This was planned?
No.
Mm.
Well, I mean, it could have been, but I think...
A healthy, active male.
I think he might have been trying to do a little something for himself and maybe save a little something for later.
Oh, he was filming.
I think it might have been, you know, there might have been a particular thing happening. Hmm. And he was like, you know what? I like this angle. I want to save this for later.
He's sitting there, this is good for the brand.
This is good. Yeah. Well, I'm just, you know, might want to keep this for later because the phone kind of just like gets tossed on the bed or whatever is there.
Yeah.
So it definitely feels like that was more of a toss away moment than anything else.
You know what? I might subscribe to this theory.
That feels like the most logical thing here.
Yeah.
Let he who has not thought about grabbing the phone once cast the first stone.
Yeah. Well, good for Shannon Sharp.
Look,
it was a bad day on the web for him at the beginning because everybody was roasting him for the it wasn't me.
Yeah.
He set the record straight.
Don't go full Shaggy on this.
No, it was you.
It was you. Lean into it.
Was. Good for Shannon.
It is what it is. So, that's our best day on the web, because you turn a good into a bad.
Yeah.
You like that?
That's right.
All right.
Sometimes it's not always bad. You missed it when you were out. We regaled the people of the math teacher who is making $270,000 a year.
Oh, on Pornhub?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that story.
Posting his math lessons to Pornhub and how it's working for him.
Did you...
You know, some days the worst day on the web is actually a good day for you.
Did you see that OnlyFans turned $6.6 billion in profit this last year, which is more than the NBA?
No way.
And most of that money is not from memberships or subscriptions. It is from the individual purchases. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Whoa.
Yeah. So that's your individual feet pics, as you were. If I'm telling you right now, if I had feet people wanted to see, I'd be hawking those things everywhere. No shame.
I believe that.
100%.
There's a part of me that believes that you do that.
Look, just saying.
You talk about going to get pedicures every week.
Yeah, you know.
I mean... Don't act like this is out of the question for you.
And look, I'm losing a little bit of weight. The cankles are disappearing. Maybe like a little skinny hobbit foot.
You may lose some subscribers that way.
Yeah, well,
you know,
they like the husky feet.
That's right. That's right.
Little swollen ankles.
There you go.
Marshmallows.
There's somebody for everything.
Look, man, there's a kink for everything. It's just how much money is in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the question I ask.
Apparently, $6 billion on OnlyFans.
$6
billion. Good. Billion
with a B.
Wow. Can't fund school, so.
Yeah, there was an economy study on it I saw, and it was like, yeah, people can afford, like, what it was in the average, like, $400 bill, like, unexpected bill. Like, they say that Americans can't afford that. And there was like, well, they probably could if they weren't. On average, doing this.
Holy smoke. That's a lot of money.
Pornhub's over there going, how did we not get that? It's like, well, you didn't monetize it the right way.
Man.
You were like the Blockbuster. You got there first, but you didn't get the monetization stream right.
That's right.
It happens.